You are listening to Students on a Mission with Tiffany and Shreya. Welcome to Students on a Mission. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Shreya.
And we are two students on a mission to debunk the mysteries and uncover the truths of everyday life in high school. Today, we are going to be exploring a topic that is affecting teens across the nation, and that topic is stress. Now, what does this mean in a high school setting?
Well, as a student, there's a lot of pressure placed on us to do well. There's a huge expectation placed on us by our parents, teachers, and even our own selves to get that good grade, to be involved in extracurricular activities, and on top of that, balance it with social life. And sometimes, at least for me, I have to decide, do I hang out with my friends over the weekend or do we study for the math test on Monday?
Well, what usually wins out? How do you decide?
I try to balance it with both. You know, one day I would hang out with my friends and family, and then the next day, or probably later that night, I would study for the math test.
Wow. Yeah, it is a difficult choice, and frankly, one that all teens struggle with on a daily basis. And for me, I have some friends who take a lot of AP, or advanced placement classes, which are essentially college-level courses, taught in a high school setting, but I've always wondered if there's a difference between the level of stress AP students face versus students that maybe take very few or none at all. And because of this, we decided to interview a student and a teacher at our school to give us their perspectives on their level of stress and how their classes affect those levels.
The first student is Cammie, a junior involved in a lot of extracurricular activities, and she is currently taking a lot of college-level courses. And so we got her perspective about how her classes are affecting her stress level.
Hi, Cammie. Thank you so much for coming in. As we mentioned before, you are a junior, and so I know you're taking a lot of AP classes this year, but what classes do you have this term?
The classes I have this term are AP Seminar, AP Biology, Honors Pre-Calculus, and AP Language and Composition.
So are those classes that you yourself wanted to take, or classes that your parents wanted you to take?
These classes are classes that I wanted to take myself.
That's really good. And are you participating in any extracurricular activities or activities outside of school?
Yes, I'm actually involved in several clubs at school, and I also take piano lessons, which is outside of school. Yes.
And along with all those AP classes and extracurriculars, I'm sure like you're dealing with a lot of stress, and I mean, finals are coming up, but do you ever feel any pressure from your parents or teachers?
I feel like sometimes I have to meet the standard that people think I'm a smart person, so I have to keep on making myself feel smart or seem smart to them, so I have to overachieve.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of relate to that, and I mean, I feel like sometimes we kind of put that stress on ourselves as well. And right now, if you had to rate your level of stress on a scale from 1 to 10, what would you rate it?
Right now, I would say it's at an 8, mostly just because it's this week and there's so many things going on this particular week in the term.
So when you feel stressed, how do you alleviate that stress? What do you do to decompress, relax?
Well, first, I would have to battle my stress. Like if some activities are making me stress out, first I have to complete those activities in order to feel relaxed, and then I can do leisurely activities. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so as we wrap this up, do you have any words of advice for our listeners, maybe those who are taking similar classes or feeling stressed about what classes they're going to be taking next year?
I would say that they have to choose wisely. If they know these classes can't fit in their regular day schedule, or they know that they can't cope with it, then don't choose it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much for coming in. I really enjoyed talking with you and hearing all your insightful responses.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Finally, we had two of our interviewers seek out a teacher and to get a broader sense of the amount of stress students face in high school.
My name is Mr. Adams. I'm a math teacher at Cosumnes Oaks High School. This is my 13th year teaching, all in math, and my second year here at Cosumnes Oaks.
Okay. Do you teach regular math or do you have AP Math, CP Math, or AP Math?
I have a mix of all the different math classes. So I have regular Math 2, I had regular Math 3, I have Honors Pre-Calculus, I have AP Calculus, AB. I've taught nearly every math class that there is, except for Stats and Calculus BC.
Can you compare and contrast the work ethics of CP students versus AP students in your class?
Well, the AP students or the honors type students, they're more intrinsically motivated. They're motivated from within. They want to do well. They want to perform well. They want to learn. Not that we don't have those students in the CP classes as well. There are plenty of those that maybe the honors one didn't fit into their schedule or the AP one they didn't want to take. But overall, as a whole class, there's just more motivation to do well in an advanced type class.
Okay. So do you think that AP students are more stressed than CP students?
Well, stress is a funny thing. 'Cause each person could interpret stress differently or put different amounts of stress upon themselves. The advanced classes do usually require more of a student, but for some students that still wouldn't create stress, whereas for some students in a CP class, just the regular CP class would be more stressed than they're used to, depending on the level.
So you said that stress is a funny thing, right? Can you define stress in your own words?
Well, stress is, I mean, stress is a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. It's one of those things that, you know, some is good, too much is bad, not enough is not good either.
Yes.
You know, everything requires some stress. When you work out, you have to put stress on your body in order to grow and gain strength. For your brain to gain knowledge, you have to put some stress on yourself of challenging type topics that forces you to learn and recollect things that you've learned before. And, you know, but too much of anything is never good.
Can you suggest any advice or something that will help your students to alleviate their stress in your classes?
There's a few things. I mean, try to find an outlet that works for you, whether that's listening to music, or mine was always physical activity.
Okay.
I played football for a long time, so every Saturday I got to get all the stress out from the week by hitting other people in football pads. You know, now that I'm older and I don't play football anymore, I try to relieve stress when I get home and by doing things with my kids, you know, that makes me smile, makes me laugh, makes me kind of forget about what was happening, and by the end of the night, I'm, you know, not really stressed anymore. But you have to kind of find something that works for you, whether it's drawing or, you know, hitting a punching bag or lifting weights or running. Running is one that a lot of people like because you're all by yourself with your thoughts and you can think through things. But you just kind of have to find something that works for you, whether it's creative or physical or, you know, mental challenges might help people relieve stress. It really is more of an individualized solution or prescription for that kind of thing.
Okay. Last question. What do you think are the environmental factors that overall contributes to the stress and pressure that students...
So environmental factors, you mean like weather or you mean
like...
They're like their surroundings.
Surroundings. Okay. Well, if you're in a advanced class, typically you're with other students that are competing for grade point averages and college entrance and that sort of thing, so that can add stress to it. If you have parents that are, you know, very determined for you to be the best or that sort of thing, that can put a lot of extra stress on a student. You know, there's many, many different factors. It could be that, you know, a student just, you know, broke up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or mom and dad are fighting at home, or, you know, they're not getting along with their best friend, and that does affect other things. And I understand that as a teacher, but you also have to be able to overcome things as well and push through. And I understand people have bad days. I have bad days as well. But ultimately, you have to push through and do the things you're supposed to get done and, you know, do that stress relief at the end of the day or the next morning or whenever it is that you do it, and wake up the next day and try to make it a better day than the day before.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Now we've brought in Emily, also a student at our school and one of our reporters from the interviews, to give us some insight into how she felt after interviewing the students and teacher.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, you interviewed mainly teachers. So, based on your research, what are some ways teachers recommended students can get organized and alleviate that stress?
Well, they said kind of like you do all the same old, like yoga, meditation, exercising. Mm. It's just general stuff.
Okay. Shreya, do you have any interesting facts?
In fact, I do. Brazil schools only last from 7 a.m. to noon, and that's what?
Wow.
That's 5 hours of school, whereas ours is almost 8 hours.
Whoa.
Well, that's actually a lot. That's actually less. I'm sorry. But then...
I mean, our school day is only, eight hours, but compared to their school day, 5 hours to 8 hours, that's a 3-hour difference.
But I think, so, depending on... I think they'd still have stress.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll have less. It depends on the person.
I don't know. I think it all depends on what activities they have, and maybe they're more involved in sports or something like that.
I also think it depends on the situation they're in, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the environment.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, Emily, do you have any lasting words about what you think students can do to, maybe for next year, planning their classes, what they can do to not have too much stress?
Well, I don't think you could really plan, because... stress, or like there are things in life that come unexpected and you'll of course be stressed by it, so I don't think there's really anything you can do to prevent it, but if anything, just try to relax a little bit more and just give yourself some time.
Thank you so much. Once again, that was Emily, one of our amazing reporters from the interviews, with her insight on how our classes affect our level of stress in high school.
Thank you, guys.
What we've ultimately learned from our research is that it doesn't matter whether you're taking an advanced placement class or a regular class, but simply finding your outlet and staying organized are the key ways in order to maintain a moderate level of stress.
You have been listening to Students on a Mission. Thanks for tuning in on our first episode, and remember to stress less.